Coming up, Pastor Pat gives you a practical tip on relaxation, reads a related psalm, and guides you through a complete relaxation exercise. Morning by Morning is brought to you by His Path Christian Center. Check out hispath.org for more podcasts and videos on Christian living. From Prayer Cottage Studios in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, this is Morning by Morning with Pastor Pat Bryan, Episode 4, recorded December 16th, 2011, Resting in God's Presence. Now here's Pastor Pat.
I want to welcome you today to Morning by Morning. For those of you who are new and this is your first time with us, my name is Pat Bryan and I'm a licensed minister with the Four Square Gospel Church of Canada. I've lived with chronic illness for 23 years and in fact it was becoming ill that caused me to start a ministry some 18 or 19 years ago. I want to share our practical tip for today, which is relaxation. We've all heard about relaxation and different techniques, and I want to assure you from the outset that this technique that I'll be going through with you today is God-honoring. It is not yoga or improper meditation that we as Christians should not practice, and it is something that will help you physically and spiritually and also bring you closer to the Lord. We want God to always be our focus in everything that we do, and especially during our programs as I share different ways to help you as you live with your conditions. In planning the relaxation today for you, I was led to Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. What powerful words for us. And verse 1 about dwelling in the shelter of the Most High and resting in the shadow of the Almighty. We need to do a lot of resting in the shadow of the Almighty to build our strength, to build our hope, to build our peace. And if we look at it from the perspective of relaxation, we will consider it that way, relaxing and resting in the presence of God. So I'm going to share with you the benefits of relaxation. They've been well researched. You could do a search yourself. Just always be aware of what sites you're on, that they're credible. But it has been well researched, and especially living with chronic health conditions, it really can help us have a better quality of life. And it is something that we can do. It doesn't cost us money. As in the last show, laughter therapy, it doesn't cost us anything, but something we can do even as we're bedridden or unable to do many, many things. These are things that can truly help us. So I just want to share with you some of the benefits. Even some of these were written by the Mayo Clinic, and so again, it has been researched. And one of the major things about relaxation is it reduces stress, and we know the stress that we face in living with chronic conditions. And looking at some of the other things would be slowing your heart rate as you practice relaxation. It lowers your blood pressure, slows your breathing rate. It increases blood flow to your muscles. And again, many of us who cannot get out there and exercise, this is very important for us to be aware of the need to do this, to increase that blood flow to our muscles. It reduces muscle tension and chronic pain. It improves your concentration because it clears your mind. And I can really attest to that. A lot of us have that foggy mind. It reduces anger and frustration. Well, you know, we deal with that, don't we? We get frustrated and angry and upset. Other things we can experience is deeper, more restorative sleep, which is something a lot of us struggle with. Increased energy, which will surprise you. This is a biggie. Strengthened immune system. Many of the things, I think everything that we will cover in the shows, do strengthen our immune system. We really need that. And again, a clearer mind and better concentration for that foggy mind again. Fewer headaches and again, the chronic pain help. And really too, as I mentioned earlier, we do get a better sense of handling our problems and coping better. You'll be really surprised by this. It helps so much with anxiety, just the emotions we go through. Anxiety or sadness, anger, frustration, some of those negative emotions that we can be struggling with. So just to encourage you that way, just before we begin, please listen to this important message from my husband, Ross.
Just a reminder to visit the Morning by Morning webpage at hispath.org/mbm to check out what's new and to listen to any previous shows. And if you're a woman, you might want to drop by the Christian Women's Health Network page at hispath.org/CWHN. There you'll find information about their meetings and more. And the main site, hispath.org, has links to all the videos, articles, and information the center offers. And Pastor Pat is always looking for your input. Email her at morningbymorning@hispath.org. Now back to Pastor Pat.
I have to admit that I was actually shocked when I first started practicing relaxation. I was shocked at how tense I was. I was in a constant state of tight muscles, tension. I'd had a stressful life for many years, and through work and other things in my life, I didn't relax. I didn't have any outlets. I didn't have any hobbies or anything like that. And I just had no idea what stress and that tension can do to your body. But ultimately, it just knocked my immune system out and knocked me flat in this at the same time. So really, I can really attest to the benefits of relaxation. And as I got in the habit of doing it, I came to recognize when I was tense, whereas before I never knew I was tense. So when I would feel that tension come on my neck or my shoulders, I would relax because I was getting myself trained to do that through these relaxation techniques and through the one specifically that I'll be taking you through today, one that I'd like you to do over and over until you become like I did, until it becomes to the point where you recognize you're tense, something's happening in your life. Even excitement can do it, where you go, oh, gee, I just feel that tension, and then you're able to relax and help your body. All of this adds up. It helps your body as it's recovering, as it's living with a change in what's happening with your system. And a reminder to you as well to please check with your doctor or be sure yourself that you can do this. I mention this with regard to relaxation because we will start off by tensing some muscles. So if you are not able to do that, please don't do it. You can also amend it if you like to just tensing a little bit or just doing something where you're aware of that one area of your body without hurting yourself. It's very important to me that after this show you feel better, not worse. I want to help you and not harm you. So I'd like us just to start now. If you would get yourself comfortable, seated or lying down. Okay, I want you to just start by just praying with me. Father, we just thank you so much for this time. Lord, as we seek to learn the way you've made us, Lord, to help us improve our health physiologically, Lord. You created us in every way, Lord. You created us in our mother's womb, Lord, and we want to live the life that you have called us to live. And Lord, to do the best we can with what it has happened in our lives to please you, Lord. So please guide us through this time. May we please and honor you in this time together, in Jesus' name. Now I'd like you to start just focusing on your breathing as you breathe in and out. And out. And just really focus and let go now of any worries or stresses you have. This is a time for us together, practicing together, learning and growing together, seeking the Lord together. So as you're breathing in and out, I want you to just clench your fist, one of your fists. Just take your fist and hold it tight now. Just feel that tension in your hand. You'll be very aware of that tension. Now I want you to release it. And just feel that relaxation there, that the tension gone in your hand. Now I want you to just feel that sense of relaxation going up through your arm, just more relaxing, through to your elbow and up to your shoulder. Again, you're breathing in and out, and you're just feeling more of a relaxation coming to you now. And that relaxation from your hand going up to your shoulder, to your neck. Do you have tension in your neck? And we'll go up over your face now to the top of your head. Now we're going to go down in a minute, just in a couple seconds here. We're going to go down over your face and down through your body to your toes in a minute. But just be focused on your breathing. In and out, totally relaxed now, as we're covered in the blood of Jesus. We're seeking the Lord, giving all our concerns and all our worries to Him. He is there, He loves us, and He protects us. So now from the top of your head, just that relaxation that you felt as you released your hand now, going over your forehead. Do you have a tension there? Are you frowning? Make a conscious effort there just to relax your forehead and those muscles. Your eyes, do they feel tight? Do you feel tension there? Just relax. Let your eyeballs just float. Relax. Down to your mouth. Let your jaw drop. Breathing gently. More and more relaxed. Your body is just feeling so good. It's getting warmer. Just relaxing. Going down your neck. Again now, relax any tense muscles there in your neck, around your shoulders. Maybe move your shoulders a little bit up and down. You feel that relaxation and the tension leaving. It feels good. Feels good. Now running down your arms, the warmth and the relaxation. Now we're going to your chest with your breathing. Just breathe as deep as is comfortable for you. Remembering always, many of us don't breathe right. We need to remember to breathe deep. And exhale, just filling your lungs. Just relaxing down to your stomach. Do you have tension there? Is that an area of tension where your stress goes? Just relax. Let the Lord, as we seek Him, just touch our organs, our digestive tract, our stomach for digestion, that we can digest better. There's a calming. Help us digest our food and down through all our digestive tract, our urinary tract. Is that an area for you that you just want? Just the calming touch and the healing touch of the Lord through our body, down your legs. Just feel that relaxation now, deeper and deeper. Just relaxing. Down to the toes, the feet, the toes. Breathing now. Breathing now, just relaxed. As you review now from the top of your head, as I pray now for you, be aware of the relaxation that flows through your body and the circulation that's increased because of that. And your heart rate and your blood pressure, all the help that you're getting through this. And Lord, we just thank you so much for this time. Lord, we seek you. May we rest in your shadow and your shelter, Lord. We rest here now, thanking you that you have created our bodies and that they are the temple of your Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, for your touch now, for your presence to continue to be with us even as we finish this relaxation time, our resting in you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that you're teaching us. Thank you, Lord. So as that just flows through your whole body, you're very relaxed now. Tension has left you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So as you open your eyes now, you feel just a deeper peace that'll come upon you. And I just say to you to take that time and when we finish today, to have a time alone with the Lord. When you do this, make it a prayerful time. It is so important. It's not just a relaxation time. It's a prayerful, restful time in the presence of God Almighty. You know, everything that happens to us, and the negative and the what we would call negative, what we think is bad and the good, you know, what's important is what we do with it. What are we going to do with it? So as the Lord has given us this gift to teach us of resting in Him, what we would call relaxing, use it to grow closer to Him. So do your technique, as I call it, and then move into a deeper prayer and a time of worship with Him. Maybe put on some worshipful music and dedicate that time to Him, and you will see even more happening in your body. I want to read from Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9 before I close for today. God's word to us is, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. I love that. These two verses I love so much. And even now, as you're still feeling so relaxed, and I speak those words over you, that you won't be anxious, but you will come to Him in every situation, every problem, every fear, every concern. You will come to Him and pray. Cry out to Him and pray to Him, and remember always, just as this word says, give thanks in every circumstance. Thank Him for what He is doing in your situation. Thank Him that even though you can't see or maybe you can't feel that He's doing anything, thank Him because you have faith and you trust Him, that He really does care for you, that He has your best interests at heart. Remember always to thank and praise the Lord no matter what, and present your request to Him. Ask Him what you need. Show Him, tell Him. Even though He already knows, He wants to hear it from you. He wants you to come to Him. And with that done, His word promises that His peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that is my word and my prayer for you today, that your hearts and your minds are being so protected by the peace of God, that He will carry you through what seems like a storm. The Lord raises you above and carries you through. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that you have been strengthened and helped. I pray that you will take the next days over and over practicing this resting in the Lord and the relaxing and moving from there into worship and experiencing such His presence in such a way as you've never known. God bless. Be sure to email me at morningbymorning@hispath.org. God bless.